Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Happy Easter again to you all. One of the things that Jesus said during his ministry, one of the things that he said just at his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane was, "My kingdom is not of this world." What is the Lord's kingdom? Who can tell me? Where, what is the Lord's kingdom? Heaven. Heaven is the Lord's kingdom, isn't it? Heaven is the Lord's kingdom. I want to talk a little bit about heaven. What is heaven like? Who can describe? What is it like? Okay, it's a place where good people go. All right. So what does that feel like? What does it look like? A happy place. Yes?
Place of peace.
A place of peace. Lovely. Do you think it's a beautiful place? Absolutely. Do you think there are flowers? Do you think there's more flowers than we have flowers in this world? Yes. Do you think the colors are clearer and brighter and more variety than in this world? Yes. Do you think they have fruit trees that grow delicious fruit on them that are sweet and delicious? Making me hungry. All right. Heaven is a beautiful, happy, joyful, peaceful place where good people go. Everything in heaven is brighter, is beautiful, is better than the things that we have in this world. It feels warmer, more comfortable, and much more peaceful than this world. Heaven has everything. Doesn't it? No. There's something that we have here on earth that you don't get in heaven and that you don't get in hell. There is something in this world that you don't get in heaven. Anybody want to have a guess? The chance to change. Heaven is a beautiful place. Hell is completely the opposite. And what we have here on earth that is unique to us, that is an opportunity for us, is we can change. Who likes change? Do you like change? Okay. Who doesn't like change? Anybody been to a new school? Okay. Was that easy? No. That's difficult. Anybody started a new job? Right. Anybody lost their job? How difficult was that change? Right? What about losing a loved one? That is a difficult change. That is something hard to deal with, right? We don't do change very well. It's something that we prefer not to do in this world. We'd rather live life the way we want to live it and not have anything interfere with the way that we've decided. But the Lord designed this world for change. If we look out into the garden, what change do we see? What change is happening right now? The weather, okay? The weather changes every single day. What else can you see outside? Some flowers are blooming. What else is happening?
Autumn.
Some trees are losing their leaves. Mm-hmm. Right. What about the daytime? Is it day all day? No. Then it becomes night. Everything in the Lord's creation is about new beginnings and then things coming to an end. Babies are born and we grow old and then one day we die. Stars are created and they burn bright and then they come to an end. Everything, big and small, has this idea of change within it. And change is something that the Lord wants for each one of our lives. Who has made a new friend recently? Anybody made a new friend? Okay, you've made new friends recently? All right, yes, you made new friends. And as soon as you saw that person, they were your best friend, weren't they? That's not really how it happens, eh? No. We see somebody new, and we go, who's that person? I wonder what they like. Maybe we feel a little shy. Anybody felt a little shy? Maybe a little bit weary of somebody new, right? Maybe there's a little bit of fear even, and a little bit of worry and anxiety about, who is this new person? We sort of rather keep our distance a bit. But the Lord teaches us over and over in His Word that we got to change. That we got to change the way we think. That's where it all starts. Change the way we think so that we can change our perspective on people. Think differently about that person so that we can change our attitude towards them. And instead of seeing them as this weird person that I'm uncertain about, to perhaps this person needs a friend too. To then changing our actions and walking across the room and going to speak to them. So the Lord wants us to change. He doesn't want us to stay in that fearful, anxious, worried state, but change the way we think, change our perspective on people, walk across the room, and do kind and loving things. And after a while, do you get to know that person? You get to know what they like. You learn what fun that you can have together. That you like the same superheroes. You like the same video games. And go for a sleepover. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we get to know them and they become our friends and we can go have fun and we can then go have sleepovers and we can laugh together and we can experience the joy of that relationship. And with that joy, there is a peace. You spoke about peace, didn't you? The peace of heaven. The blessing of heaven in that relationship that we have with other people. So the Lord has designed this whole world. The Lord has designed us that we should change. But we've got to realize that we've got to be part of that change. Right? If we're growing a friendship, are we asking that person to change? Or are we changing for that relationship? We're changing, right? We've changed our thinking. We've changed our actions. We've changed our attitude. So change is something that we've got to do in building relationships with other people. And when we make that change, and when we try and do good and kind things for them, and they do kind and good things for us, there is the joy of heaven. There is the peace of heaven. And you know who brings that peace? Who brings the joy? Is that something we create? Where does all the good and kind and joyful things come from? It comes from our heart. And who put it there? The Lord. The Lord performs a miracle in your life. Do you know that? Anybody here love anybody? I want to see everybody's hands up. All right? If you've loved somebody, or if you love somebody, it means the Lord has performed a miracle in your life. Where your life of being worried and selfish and anxious, fearful, about other people has been put aside, and the Lord has created something new in you. That love is a new creation of the Lord in you. It's a new miracle in your life. So if you love someone, the Lord has performed a miracle in you. And as we think about Easter, we think about the miracle that the Lord performed. He put off this earthly body, this material body, and he raised up a spiritual heavenly body that was perfect. Put off the old and took on something new. And that is an example, that is a miracle that is part of each one of our lives. When we put off what is fearful, when we put off what is worrisome, when we put off what is selfish in our life, the Lord can give us a newness, a new fresh start, a springtime, a new morning in our lives. The start of a new day, a new miracle in our lives. But it requires us to do our part, to participate, to change our minds, change our thinking, change our ways. So that is one of the many miracles and the many good things that the Lord did for us while he was on earth, was give us this example. Put off the old so that the Lord can give us something new in our lives. So this is the beauty of Easter's story, and reminds us of the opportunity that exists for us now. Now, while we have life in this world, now we have that opportunity to change. That opportunity to change won't come again after we die. In this world, we are creating the vessel into which the Lord's life can flow. We're creating the space where we can either hold the good things from the Lord, or we can hold the selfish things from the hells. Today, tomorrow, the next day, every moment of every day, there is a new possibility. There is a new opportunity for change. And so that's an important part of our earthly life that we sometimes miss completely. It's around us every day. We know that it happens around us, but we don't realize the importance of it in our spiritual walk with the Lord. To grow in the Lord, to walk in his ways, is to constantly lay down our life, put aside those hurtful things, selfish things, anxieties, fear, and start something new that is given to us from the Lord. And so the story of Easter is all about that newness, that new opportunity that the Lord gives to us. And I want to finish. Oh, I didn't read the story today. I meant to start off with our story. So let's read the story for today. We're reading from Luke, and we're going to start on Friday evening, and then we're going to end on Sunday morning. So this man, that is Joseph of Arimathea, went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. This was Friday night after the Lord, or Friday afternoon. Then he took it down, and he wrapped it in linen, and he laid it in the tomb that was hewn out of rock, where no one had ever lain before. That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near. And the Sabbath day was Saturday. This was Friday. And the woman who had come with him from Galilee followed after, and they observed the tomb and how the body was laid. And then they returned and prepared the spices and the fragrant oils. And they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandments. Now on the first day of the week, which would be early on Sunday morning, very early in the morning, They and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about it, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their heads to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words. And they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 disciples and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Jonah, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened." And we read from the teachings for the new church, from the book called Secrets of Heaven. "A state of peace is the state of the Lord's kingdom." To be in a state of peace is to be in the Lord's kingdom. "In that state, heavenly and spiritual blessings, which are the Lord's, exist, so to speak, in their early morning and their springtime. For that peace is like the dawn that breaks in the early morning, and the new life that comes in springtime. The dawn and the spring cause everything that reaches the senses and all those to be full of joy and gladness. While we are fighting our spiritual battles, the Lord from time to time grants us a time of peace, and in that way revives us." Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray.
O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for all that you gave, and we thank you for the example, especially of laying down our life to receive a new life from heaven, a new life from you. Lord, we know that this opportunity for change is only available to us here on earth, that here and now is the time to prepare and to rethink and to reanalyze our life, that we might see where we are falling short, where we are going astray, where we are treating others in hurtful ways. Lord, we ask that you give us your strength, give us your power to move forward in more loving ways. Give us your hope, and Lord, give us your times of peace that bring the joy and the gladness of practicing and living that loving life. Lord, we know that you are always with us. You are always guiding us. And as we go out into our week, we ask that you always remind us of these things, that you might be ever present and before our thinking. Lord, we thank you again for all that you give. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.